listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball. 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
And good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to the MCHS Arena for the final day of this Gateway Holiday Classic. I'm Dan Manley along with Ivan Rawls. Girls championship action up first. The Lady Indians of Montgomery County, the Lady Indians of Madison Central are set to square off here in the title game of this tournament. And then later on, we'll have a couple of teams from Virginia who are really talented, Catholic High School and Peninsula Catholic, that'll battle for the boys' championship. Indians are playing right now up in the barn, not playing well, I don't think, in their matchup with Lincoln County. Let's go right now to Ivan Rawls, who is across the way and ready to catch up with the Montgomery County head coach and the head coach of Madison Central.
Thanks, Dan. I'm here with the head coach for Montgomery County High School, Coach Dustin High. And Coach, the first two games, your Lady Indians are really grasping what you want from them defensively. Been really impressive with their defense ever since the Cooper game.
It's been improving, and there's still some gaps and some things that we want to clean up, and Madison Central is really going to put that to the test today. They do a couple simple things that are designed to get you crossed up in some of your rotations, and we'll really see how we're able to lock in and deal with that today.
Not only the defense, but the rebounding, and some of that's being led by the smallest seven-footer in the county, in your freshman, Sophia Fouch. Let's talk about the collective nature in which this team is showing its ability to rebound right now.
Well, and that's just it, and we talk about it all the time. Rebounding's about giving yourself opportunities, and Sophie's taking that to heart. She goes every single time a shot goes up, and some nights she runs into them, and some nights she doesn't, but the nights she doesn't, it won't be because she's not going. It's just the ball's not bouncing her way that night. And I think we're really starting to buy into that across the board. Now we just got to shore up the offensive glass and make sure that we really do limit second chance opportunities for Central.
Biggest challenge here in this championship game against Madison Central, you feel like, based upon what you know about it?
Taking care of the ball and taking care of the glass.
Be a great Christmas present if you could get this championship game under your belt, Gateway Holiday Classic, your hometown tournament.
Yes, sir. We don't get many opportunities like this, and we definitely want to take advantage of it.
Thanks for your time, Coach. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. That's Dustin High, head coach for the Lady Indians of Montgomery County. We'll take a 90-second timeout, and we return. We'll talk to the head coach of the Lady Indians of Madison Central, Coach Scott True. You're listening to the championship game of the girls' bracket here at the Gateway Holiday Classic right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling, LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 877-987-1977.
Home is the very best thing about the holidays at Furniture World Superstore. Spread some joy here, spruce things up there. Save a whole lot of money on beautiful furniture that adds sparkle in every room. And comfortable mattresses, plus no interest for up to 2 years. See store for details. Happy holidays from Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday.
Oh, and here's Ivan with the head coach of Madison Central.
Thanks, Dan. Here with Scott True, the head coach of the Madison Central Lady Indians. And, Coach, anytime you can get to a tournament and successfully navigate your way to a championship game, you got to feel good about the way your team's performing.
Yeah, I really like the way we've played the past couple days. We're going to play better today. Obviously, a bigger challenge today with the group we're facing. But I really like what we've done. And we shot it pretty well, and that's going to be key for us.
What was the goals you wanted to accomplish during this holiday season? And how did you feel like you accomplished some of those goals, at least this week?
Well, we need to play hard all the time and be more consistent. We've been very inconsistent up and down all year long. I feel like we've been a little more consistent this week, and that was a goal. And hopefully we continue that today.
Talk about this team thus far. What have been some bright points here in this early part of the season as you look at your ultimate goal when you get to region play?
Well, I think our depth helps us. We're playing 8 and 9 people most nights, and that really helps us. You know, Natea Strader has just been an absolute warrior for us. She's getting close to averaging a double-double. All 5 foot of her is really playing well for us. And we've had, I think, 4 different leading scorers. So we've got some diversity there and who can beat you. So really like those aspects, though, especially in the postseason, because, you know, if you have somebody has a bad night, you've got somebody to take advantage of that.
Talk about the matchup today with Montgomery County. What are some concerns, things that you've talked to your players about?
Well, always for us, concern is size, because we're itty-bitty. So we really got to do a good job on the boards. We've got to handle their physical pressure, and we got to handle that the right way. They're bigger than us. And they really get after you. If we can handle that today and get to the foul line, that'll be key for us.
Thanks for your time, and happy holidays.
Appreciate it. Merry Christmas, guys.
It's Scott True, head coach, Lady Indians of Madison Central. We'll take this two-minute timeout, and we return. It's the girls' championship game here at the 2023 Gateway Holiday Classic right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Offering great vehicles at great prices, I'm Chris Davis at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
I'm Dan Manley, Ivan Rawls with us, and we're getting ready for back-to-back championship games here in the Gateway Holiday Classic. We'll get a report sometime a little bit later from the Indians. The first report from up in the barn was not good. as they were taking on Lincoln County. But that's a team that they just need to get everybody healthy again now, Ivan. They proved against Pulaski County, I think, that they, you know, this is going to be a good team, but, you know, you got to get everybody on the floor, and this team has a long way to go.
Well, you play a number of games in a short amount of time, and when you've got a short bench, it can wear on you. I don't care how old you are, it'll wear on you. And like I said, you know, you're coming out of, you know, the game they played down in Perry County Central over the weekend, and then come back and play two solid opponents back-to-back nights, and then having to have another short turnaround today against a quality team. It does. It takes its toll on you really quick, and Montgomery County does. They just have to get healthy. And, you know, once they get healthy, then we got to hope that some of these games that they've made will pay dividends.
Here in this game, Montgomery County without Laura Lee Orison, who is out with a knee injury. I don't, you know, she's out on the floor. She's got a brace on that left knee from an injury that she suffered 2 days ago. And I don't know, I haven't gotten any word, don't really know what the status is for her going forward. You would think it would be somewhat short term just because she's out walking around, but we'll have to find out. In this game, you've got Montgomery County 6-2, Madison Central 5-3. This Central team lost to Henry Clay by 25. Montgomery County lost to Henry Clay by 20. You kind of think that this really should be a competitive game. Although, as Coach Drew said, you know, this is not a big team. Montgomery County has an advantage in size going into this contest.
Well, last year, Montgomery County had a problem with the speed and quickness of this Madison Central team, their ability to guard them and not allow them to get free opportunities. You know, Montgomery County has shown, at least in this early part of the year, that you know, the speed and quickness of teams hasn't caused much problem, and this Montgomery County team has showed the ability to play physical. How well will this Central team be able to handle some physical play that these Lady Indians have exhibited in the early part of this season? So and there's some familiarity here between the two programs, the two coaches in this. Coach Scott True in the 10th region for quite a long time there at George Rogers Clark, knows this program very well. These two programs have faced each other quite a few times in history. And so I just think if you're Lady Indians, you want to continue to do what's bode you well here in the last handful of games that's led to a lot of success. And if they come in with that mindset, they'll be all right. They can't allow this Central team to get out early and get early confidence.
All right, the teams are back now and getting a few last-minute shots in, and we'll be back for the starting lineups to get this game underway after we step out from the arena for 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
This is Gene Porter
and Julia Porter
of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas
and a joyous New Year.
Please remember the reason for the season and enjoy your time with your family and friends.
We are the Porter Group Insurance Agency. You can reach us at 606-780-1387 for an appointment. Spanish-speaking services also available. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
If you don't know about the affordable, quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Let's go across the way for the starting lineups. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the arena on the campus of Montgomery County High School for the championship matchup in the girls' bracket of the 2023 Gateway Holiday Classic presented by Community Trust Bank. This matchup will feature the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Lady Indians of Madison Central High School, and your Montgomery County Lady Indians. Let's meet your starting lineups. First for Madison Central, at guard, a 5'9 junior, number 2, Cameron Ritterkoff. At guard, a 5'7 senior, number 5, Eden Carter. At guard, a 5'7 junior, number 11, Brittany Campbell. At guard, a 5'7 junior, number 15, Brooke Campbell. And at guard, a 5'6 junior, number 21, Natea Strader. Madison Central, coached by head coach Scott True. And now the starting lineup for your Lady Indians. At guard, a 5'4 freshman, number 3, Sophie Pouch. At guard, a 5'7 senior, number 11, Reagan Oney. At forward, a 6'1 junior, number 12, Savannah Jarvis. At guard, a 5'7 senior, number 20, Hayden Barrier. And at forward, a 5'10 senior, number 23, Shay Harris. Your Indians are coached by head coach Dustin High. And there are your lineups. Montgomery County with three seniors in the lineup to start with, along with a freshman and a junior. And Madison Central with four juniors and a senior. And Strader has been their go-to girl, Natea Strader. She's averaging 13 points a game. She's they as a team are not shooting the three ball very well, Ivan, only 26%. There's the tip.
They score off their defense. That's what they hang their hat on a lot of nights.
Montgomery County with the ball. They got the tip. Headed off to the right side of your dial. Harris deep in the corner, and defensively it's a 2-3 zone for Central. Long cross-court pass to Harris. Drives into the lane and tried to feed a little pass off in there and threw it away. Trying to just hand the ball off to Wheeler. Couldn't get it to her, and coming down, going up, and the shot blocked out of bounds. As Brittany Campbell tried to put it up, it got blocked out by Savannah Jarvis.
And the turnover on the other end, just got to throw it high once you get down there to Jarvis because of the lack of size.
Entry pass comes in deep in the left corner. That's Brooke Campbell. The Campbell girls, they're twins, and you can't tell them apart. They may wear their hair is not much different. Here is Strader trying to drive through, being guarded by Oney in that part of the zone. Well, it's man-to-man, isn't it?
Yeah.
They are man-to-man. Looks like a 2-3 zone. Here is Brittany Campbell going down under the basket, sends it back to Strader, and she double dribbled.
Oh, man.
And now Campbell, a wide-open three, good out of the corner.
How often do you see it? A missed call like that just disrupts the defense, and you get an open opportunity and cash in on it. Wow.
3-0 Central. Barrier to Harris. And here's going through the lane, Jarvis. Left corner, only a three. It's no good. Battling in there is Fouch, but the rebound is taken. Now Fouch comes up with a steal. So she got it back, and there's Barrier for a three that is no good. So Montgomery County unable to connect. Rebounded by Central. Left corner, there's another three on the way. This one's well over the mark. And the rebound, only lost it, and it's picked up and put in, and a foul as well. Wow. Only gets her first foul.
Well, it was so unfortunate because I felt like Campbell got away with over the back on Barrier there when she slapped that ball away. It looked like it was going to be an easy rebound for Montgomery County, but you look at Carter for Madison Central. She caused fits for the Lady Indians a year ago.
A left-hander. They got three left-handers. A three-point play, and it's 6-0 Central. So the visitors are off to a good start. Fouch off the left wing. There's a bad pass. Montgomery County throws it away. And going down and laying it up and in is Carter, and Carter has five early points, and it is 8-0 Central.
Not the start that Montgomery County wanted to get off to against this mess.
Now Central man-to-man down inside to Jarvis, and she takes a nice pass from Harris and lays it up and in. Montgomery County is on the scoreboard. It's 8-2 down inside. They get it in the corner. The ball tipped away by Oney and out of bounds. It'll be played by Central.
And you see, they're confident throwing that ball in inside to Carter. They want Carter to catch it and just use her quickness because she has a definite height disadvantage on the kid.
She's taller than she looks.
Yeah. Plays taller anyway.
Yeah. There's Barrier coming up with a steal. Took it away from Campbell. Barrier goes down, goes under, lays it up and in. So Barrier with the steal in a basket, and the Fouts knocks an entry pass out of bounds. They'll inbound it again, let the Montgomery County defense get set. It's 8-4. Was 8-0. And here, coming down with the ball, is Brittany Campbell. Feeds it over to Brooke Campbell, who draws to drive on Barrier. Goes down the left side of the lane, is cut off, sends it back outside. Strader driving on Oney. Gets under the basket and almost threw it away. She did. Picked off by Barrier, who'll go under. Oh, his live ball turnovers, they'll kill you. Barrier with a couple of easy baskets, and it's 8-6. Montgomery County scored 6 in a row. Now, back for Central. There's Oney coming up with a steal. Oney is going to drive. Doesn't have numbers. She'll hold up and give to Barrier. Over it goes to Fouch. Fouch puts it on the floor. Goes inside, lays it up, put it up too hard. Made a nice move. But the freshman just couldn't finish, and the rebound by Ritterkoff.
I think she was surprised at how wide open she was when she got in there.
Here is Brooke Campbell driving into the lane and trying to put up a shot, but it got blocked, and it's out of bounds to Montgomery County.
And you see what Coach Scott True was concerned about for his team going inside against Montgomery County's superior size in this matchup.
Now we get Fouch getting a breather. She plays 3.5 minutes, and now another freshman, Bailey Warner, comes in. Here's Barrier down, gives to Harris, top of the key to Jarvis. Back over to Barrier. Barrier goes inside to Oney, who lays it up and in.
Continuous motion. After Oney gave that ball up, she looked to make a break to the paint. Oh, that's going to be second foul on Reagan here.
Oney picks up a foul in back court. We're tied at 8, so Central scored 8. Montgomery County has scored 8.
That can be a huge foul here.
Oney's going to go out here with 4:11 to go in the first quarter, and Fouch comes right back in.
Strader's a little. I don't know if it's coughing or.
Strader's going to leave the game. Tiana Long, a junior, checks in. Strader has not taken a shot yet in this game. She heads to the down to the end of the bench. Here driving in, but sending it right back outside was Campbell. Working with the ball is Ritterkoff, drives down the left baseline, cut off by Fouch.
Oh, what great defense.
And boy, Fouch created that turnover. She slapped that ball, Ritterkoff touched it again before it went out.
Well, I tell you, you know, end of this season, Montgomery County will be losing somebody in Reagan Oney that brought a lot of spirit and fight and tenacity to this program. Sophie Fouch is going to carry that banner after it's over.
Here is Bailey Warner with it. Beyond the top of the key, goes right corner. Barrier, a quick three is good. Montgomery County has its first lead, and they've scored 11 unanswered points. 11-8. Lady Indians, 3:30 to play here in the first quarter. Campbell with it. Feeds it over on this left side. Of the game is Metcalf now. Left corner three is no good. Rebound is put up no good. But coming back with it is Campbell. So they still have it. There's another shot put up no good from the outside by the other Campbell, and Barrier's got it going the other way. Montgomery County with a three-point lead. Jarvis drives into the lane, sends it back to Warner. Warner trying to get a shot off, and she is going to be fouled by Metcalf. That'll be her first and the first foul on Central here in the first quarter with 3:06 to play.
What a great pass by Jarvis there. I don't like it when she leaves her feet all the time, but that time she did a great job of still staying with Warner, keeping that great eye contact on the pass.
Barrier looks to get it in, sends it out deep to Fouch, puts it on the floor, sends it right back to Barrier, three out of the right corner, no good. And on the rebound, it's going to be out of bounds to Madison Central. Montgomery County lucky that Jarvis didn't pick up a foul there.
And I know Coach Scott True's got to be looking at that. He's thankful that Barrier missed that shot. He's like, we cannot allow her to get those good, clean looks like it.
Curry County in a 1-3-1 zone now. Jarvis on the point down the left corner. The ball is down there to Long. Long sends it back, and it was deflected.
She tested in the front court, though.
Here going inside, we get a whistle and a foul. It might be on Harris. It is. Harris commits her first foul, team foul number 3. But it's two shots that will be awarded to Eden Carter, a senior.
I like what Coach High is saying to the official, because the player contacted that ball in the front court and then went into the back court.
Carter misses the free throw, has another one coming.
It was initially knocked free. Nobody's detested that part. It was the fact that the player got in the front court and took it on into the back court and came back across.
Here's Allie Dillon, the senior in for Montgomery County. And the free throw is good this time, so breaks the string of points at 11 for Montgomery County. It's 11-9. Barrier walks it up, looks over to Coach Dustin High across the way. Here inside to Jarvis. Had it knocked loose, but she gets it back and gives back to Barrier. This is a quick, very quick Central team.
Yeah.
Not big, but they are quick. Here is Warner, right corner, drives toward the lane, gives it to Jarvis. Jarvis to Fouch down the right corner again. Fouch will dribble back out front, gives to Barrier. Coach Dustin High is directing traffic now against his zone. Get over here. Here is Barrier launching a three right side. It's over the rim, and the rebound is picked up by Strader, who's back in there. Strader wants to shake and bake and make a move on Warner. She just fell out of bounds. Lost the handle on the ball. Montgomery County coming down. Here's Jarvis to Barrier. Right corner, Dillon puts it on the deck. Bounce pass, and we get a whistle and a foul.
Strader still down on that baseline. When she went down, I don't know what she did, but she never got up off the floor.
There was a foul on Central, and I did not see who it was on. Can we operate here from across from the scores table, which...
I was thinking it was 22 that was down on the baseline there.
That would be Metcalf. If so, that would be her second. Now Jarvis is going to... Well, no, the Montgomery County players are just going to go over as they help Strader up.
She went down kind of hard when she tried to throw that pass back in.
Trainer is down there with her. And
having a tough early go of it is Strader here in this contest.
So we'll go back to the action, and Montgomery County will inbound the ball down on the baseline. Strader looking at her right side around the hip area.
She went down hard, like on her hip when she went down.
It'll be Fouch to inbound the ball. Of course, Fouch isn't very tall. I think it makes it tough to get her in. Sends it out deep to Barrier. Hayden backs away a little bit on the dribble. Picked up there by Long. And that part of there, really just matching up out of this zone. Cross court pass to Barrier. Puts it on the deck. Drives to the baseline. Sends it off to Dillon, who missed his shot underneath. And the rebound is grabbed and put in by Harris. So Central is going to take a timeout. Montgomery County goes up 13-9, and they have outscored Central 13-1. A minute 22 to go here in the opening quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
It's a getaway day here for the Gateway Holiday Classic, and these teams that have come in here to play from out of state. We got two of them. We're going to play for the championship of the boys tournament here. Here is Central with the ball. Oh, Dillon ran right into a player, but they're okay, I think. Dillon kind of held her head for a minute. Here is Campbell off on the left side. That's Brittany Campbell. Gives it up, gets it back. Brittany is a good look, and the three is good.
And they worked the ball enough to get Campbell that open look.
13-12. She has a pair of threes here in the first quarter. 45 seconds to go. Montgomery County's lead is one. Warner operating, gives to Harris. Over it comes to Barrier. Now Dillon floats a pass at a high post to Warner, who drives, goes down the lane and lays it in. They left her alone. And
the ball fake got him. You know, she motioned as if she was going to pass it to the wing, and then everybody moved, and she said, oh, I got a free lane here.
Her first two, 15-12. Combs looking, bounces it over to Ritterkopf, who goes in on the left side, missed his shot. Barrier comes away with the rebound, heads out of there. Central is back. Central does a great job of getting back in a hurry on defense. I mean, they're going to try to cut off anything easy. Barrier, right side, wanted the three ball, and oh, missed it. Had a good look, and the first quarter comes to an end. Montgomery County up 15-12. They trail 8-0 to start this game. We'll be back with second quarter action in just a minute.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sports side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with two new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your venture. Start your venture at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Junior Cam Ritterkopf is going to inbound the ball right in front of us here to begin the second quarter. And into the game for Central is Jordan Miles, a sophomore. Miles has killed the dribble, gives it up to Campbell, cross court to Strader, couldn't get the shot away. Down to Ritterkopf, who missed a three. Rebound going down there is Harris to pick it up. Montgomery County has it with a three-point lead. Left corner, Dillon drives toward the basket and lost the handle on the ball. Picked up in there. Racing down goes Carter. Carter goes under, and foul is going to be called on Harris.
Yeah, Harris tried to time that. Just she couldn't get the right angle to try to get that cleanly. Got her a little bit in the back here.
Carter will shoot her fourth and fifth free throws of this first half as Harris is going to leave the game and Fouch will come back in there. Oney on the bench with two fouls. Free throw is no good. Another one coming.
We've seen a lot of track-type athletes in this tournament this week, and Carter isn't no exception to that. Wouldn't you like to have her on your sprint squad?
Yeah. She's one of three left-handers in the starting lineup. Shot is no good again. The rebound by Jarvis, and Montgomery County maintains a three-point lead and has the ball. Barrier with it on the offensive end off to the right side. They said Warner at a high post right at the free throw line. She steps outside to get it, be on the top of the key. Gives back over to Barrier. Now they break players through. Barrier dribbles left, hands off to Warner. Warner down the lane and she walks.
Boy, she gets stronger, Dan. She's going to be deadly right there.
Yeah, she'll take that ball right to the rim, lay it in, and yeah, probably complete the play and be fouled. And
yeah, that was a lack.
There are a lot of three-point plays in her future.
Yeah, that's a lack of strength, a miscue right there.
So now Central with 7 minutes to play in the half. We've had a little scoring lull here. Dribbling with the ball is Ritterkopf. Goes down the lane. The shot is blocked by Jarvis, and the rebound out of bounds back to Central. To Jarvis. Three block shots here in the first half. The pass comes into Ritterkopf. Back down the corner, it goes to Miles. Jordan Miles. She's a sister to Brooklyn Miles.
Brooklyn Miles, yeah.
Driving in. Campbell is cut off. Back to Miles. They're moving the ball quickly. Ritterkopf. You have to want to get Strader involved, I would think. But here is Miles. Hands to Ritterkopf. Looking. Dribbles left. Hands off to Campbell. That's a walk right there, but they never call that one, do they? Going inside, and the shot is blocked, and the rebound by Dillon. Another block. And Dillon all the way down, holds up, sends it back out to Jarvis, and she's going to be fouled by Ritterkopf, who ran into her. Ill-fated timing, and Jarvis is okay.
Well, the way Allie Dillon was able to handle that triple team, that was one that had me nervous, and I didn't even have the ball in my hand. I mean, they're like a pack of wolves at times. It's a central defense.
Warner inbounds. Barrier dribbles down in the right side. Gives to Jarvis, who's out beyond the top of the key. Dillon flashes out, hands it off to Barrier. Barrier dribbles left, try to go back right. Backs up, fires a three. That's no good. And the rebound is taken by Ritterkopf. Kind of a quick fire by Hayden. Here is Miles. Can't get free for a shot. Ritterkopf hands to Strader, and they've got Fouch defending her down inside. Miles flips it up and in.
Well, that was a nice little flip shot there as she got into the paint.
15-14, so Lady Indians just need points. They haven't scored it. It was 13-9. 15-12, and they've only had 2 points in quite some time. Barrier, right side, drives the baseline, puts it up and in. She's really great at finishing. So many players put that shot up too hard, Ivan.
Yeah, and that's, you know, her strength. She's been really adept at getting to the basket over the course of her career.
She has 9 points, and the Lady Indians lead 17-14. Here's Campbell driving in and lost the ball. And then Montgomery County can't come up with it. Oh, Fouch does. Does end up being a turnover. Lead pass ahead, and Jarvis goes under and missed the driving layup. Ritterkopf back the other way. Lead pass ahead is tipped by Warner. Nice defensive play. Strader able to get it back, though, and Central has the ball. Ritterkopf. Campbell wide open for a three that's going to go out of bounds.
Yeah, she realized the defense had gotten switched up there and just rushed her shot. If she had taken time, she might have been able to give herself a better chance of knocking that one down.
Dillon checking out for Montgomery County. And Oney's going to come back in with those 2 fouls, 4.5 minutes to go here in the first half.
We need Oney's presence on the inside.
Here is Jarvis, right corner. Warner drives in, can't get a shot, gives it back out. And Jarvis into the lane, a little pull-up shot is no good. The rebound is tipped around, and coming up with it is Metcalf. So Central down could tie with a three, and it's on the way right now, and it is good. Deanna Long ties the game at 17 apiece. Second time we've been tied at 8 and 17. It's been an unusual game of runs here in this first half. Here's Barrier with it. Barrier looking. Oh, what a crossover dribble, and then gives it up to Warner, who fires a three, and it almost bounced, banked that one in. Then the rebound is battled for, and Metcalf comes up with it. Central looks for the lead. Down to Strader, but back out front. Here's Campbell. Miles deep in the left corner. Dribbles back out front with it, and Warner is right with her. 3:23 to go. First half of play. Now Campbell takes it. This is Brittany. One of the twins drives in on the left side, cut off, but finds... It gets a shot there. It's blocked out of bounds. Another block out by Jarvis. It's her fifth block shot of this first half. Central will play it. They bounce it in low, and it's taken away by Fouch. And then Fouch has it reclaimed as she started dribbling down the floor. Good, smart play made by the freshman, and then a freshman play made. They look for the back cut, and down inside, Fouch is going to be called for the foul on Strader. That'll be Fouch's first foul. And common foul with 2:55 to play in this first half. Central will inbound the ball. Brittany Campbell steps in and fires a three. You can't let her do that.
Yeah, and again,
she buries her third three out of the left corner, and Simple's back on top, 20-17.
Late recognition defensively there.
Here is Jarvis beyond the top of the key. Gives to Warner. Now Barrier takes it. Barrier dribbles right. Gives back over to Jarvis. He'll take it and give back to Barrier, who will launch a three right side good. Barrier with a dozen points here in the first half, and we are tied for the third time at 20 apiece. There is a three out of the left corner that is no good, and Jarvis grabs that rebound off the miss by Metcalf. Quickly gets it ahead. Barrier at three left side. That's an air ball. But we get a whistle, and we're going to get a foul, I think, on Warner.
Warner away from the ball.
Warner gets her first foul.
You would have loved to have seen Barrier on that last shot. Give it up and get it back. I think she rushed that last three attempt after hitting one. I think she felt like she was in a good groove, but I thought she just went a little too quick on that last release.
Dillon and Harris come back in. Warner and Oney leave. Remember, Harris is playing with two fouls. Here is ball bounced off on the left side to Carter. Leading Carter. Now, Strader takes it. Strader moves in to charge.
Good defensive play against Sophie Pouch. You just can't say enough about her ability to stay with her ball handler. Wow. that's a challenge against Strader, because Strader's quick.
So Montgomery County gets the ball back with a minute 38 to play in the first half. Game tied at 20. Barrier dribbles beyond the top of the key. Gives over to Harris inside Jarvis. Oh. Off to Harris and lays it in. What a feed by Jarvis. And there's Fouts making herself available.
Yeah, she cut to the basket. Just fundamentally sound, Dan.
Down in the left corner. Over here where the ball is long. Campbell drives into the lane. The pass is tipped. Montgomery County got it, lost it. Carter puts it up. No good, but a foul. Montgomery County thought they had it going the other way. And instead, a foul on Jarvis, and that's her first. That's the fourth team foul, and two shots coming for Carter.
How crafty was Carter, though? She knew she didn't have a chance to make that basket, but she put her body in a situation where Montgomery County was going to be compromised.
And the free throw is up and no good. She has made only two of six free throws now. Pouch coming out of the Montgomery County lineup as Warner is back in.
Wow, what tremendous minutes Sophie Pouch has given.
Carter thinking about it now, and she missed another one. Rebounded by Jarvis. So Montgomery County with a two-point lead, a minute to play this first half. Jarvis, a high screen for Barrier, who dribbles left down the lane, dumps it off inside, laying it up and in his hair. And Warner, nice setup by Montgomery County. Warner with her second field goal, and it's 24-20.
And Hayden Barrier can do that most nights, Dan. She's strong enough as a senior now that she can make that play quite often.
Here is Strader with it. Strader.
Yeah.
And we get a foul on Warner.
Well, you see the difference between Bailey Warner trying to guard Strader as opposed to Sophie Fouch. Fouch a little bit quicker laterally with those feet. And Bailey knew it early. She got too close to her, and Bailey knew she was in trouble.
And Strader, who has not scored, has not taken a shot in this game, gets two free throws. Puts it up, and it bounces in all over the place there, but it fell in. Now Fouch is going to come in for Warner.
I don't know if that was a Plinko chip or one of those balls in that game show, The Wall, where it's going to bounce on a dollar or is it going to bounce on $100,000?
And that one was true. So she has her first 2 points of the game, and it's 24-22. Possession arrow is with Montgomery County, 34 seconds to go here in the half. Here's Dillon with it. Gives back out to Barrier. Now to Dillon on the right wing. She looks, goes inside, nice feed to Jarvis, who puts it up too strong. And the rebound is claimed by Metcalf. Montgomery County shot it a little quick, and time now. Central, Campbell dribbles in. Is back outside. There's a three that is good by Metcalf, and the lead goes back to Central. Only 3 seconds to go in the half, and the Barrier threw it off the glass from well beyond midcourt. But it's Central with the last 5 points of the first half leading it over Montgomery County, 25-24. And we'll be back to recap it for you coming up in a couple of minutes.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McDF download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Halftime here at the MCHS Arena Championship game of this 2023 Gateway Holiday Classic for girls. And we've got a boys game to follow this. And I mean, the Lady Indians, they have been stymied a little bit by the zone, the pace of the game. And it looked like early on they might be able to kick this thing up into high gear, and then Central able to recover a little bit. And Central leads it here with the last 5 points of the first half by one, 25-24.
Yeah, I think a lot of it, too, is the early foul trouble the Lady Indians got in, so it got them kind of out of the rotation mix, because I think if you have, you know, you're starting front court out there, and Oney and Harris and Jarvis, it creates problems, it, you know, because Scott True could see it, you know, going into this matchup, that might be a problem in this game. Oney got the two early fouls, and she came out, and then Harris picked up a couple of fouls, and so that rotation wasn't there, and it created matchups that were a little bit more favorable to Madison Central all of a sudden when you didn't have those three out there, because they were going to have a hard time competing with Montgomery County on the glass was Madison Central if you had those three out there at the same time. So it'd be interesting when you do a reset here in half, you get those players back out there to see if you know, if it changes things at all. I think that's going to be huge for the Indians in this second half, and maybe trying to establish the way they want to play this game. And so, you know, you see that happen a lot, and you got to be able to cope. And, you know, the freshman came in and gave valuable minutes or provided valuable minutes, especially the way Sophie Fouch played in that first half. But I expect that focus is going to be on that front court, staying out of foul trouble and taking advantage of the advantage they have out on the floor.
Individual scoring. Central gets 9 points from Brittany Campbell, who had three threes. You can't leave her open. She was 3 of 4 from three-point range. Eden Carter had 6, although she made only 2 of 6 free throws. Then 3 for T. Anna Long, who made her only 3. Olivia Metcalf hit a 3 for 3 points. 2 points for Jordan Miles. And then you had Cam, or 2 points for Natia Strader. Strader hitting a pair of free throws there, and that set out for a while. A little bit shaken up on a play, and then Ritterkoff did not score. So that's the scoring for Central. For Montgomery County, it's a dozen points for Hayden Barrier, although she 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. She was only 2 of 8 on three-point shots there in that first half, and got a lot of good looks, but scored 12 Bailey Warner with four, and then everybody else had two. Fouch and Harris and Jarvis and Oney, 2 points each, and Dillon played, put up only one shot and did not score. 25-24 here at the half, and we'll be back to go over the other statistics right after we step out 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Well, the statistics, Simon, how about a 17-10 rebounding advantage for Madison Central?
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, you know, they're a quick team. They can get to the balls really quick, especially when, you know, there's not that size disadvantage. But, you know, had Montgomery County had its starting five out there, it was going to be a different part of the equation they were going to have to deal with, and I think they were concerned about. And they give Mass Central credit. They're a great defensive ball club. And so they get to a lot of long balls, and they were able to, for the most part, keep Montgomery County from getting that ball in the painted area and causing a lot of problems. Montgomery County shot quite a few perimeter shots in that ball game. And then even the ones that Madison Central shot at times, they were able to get to just off of their quickness, instead of having to worry about size to get those rebounds. So, again, I think that's going to be the biggest part of this story. Can Montgomery County keep its bigs out of foul compromise situations, and can they take advantage of it?
Montgomery County was 11 of 24 from the field in the first half, but only 2 of 9 threes. So they made 6 of 15 or 9 of 15 inside the three-point line, but didn't get a free throw in the entire first half. Central 8 of 20 from the field and 5 of 11. So they were only 3 of 9 inside the three-point line, but 5 of 11 beyond it. And they didn't make free throws, but they got 9. They made 4. So the from the three-point line and the free throw line, they have a 13-point first-half advantage, and that's big. Turnovers, 9 on Central, only 5 on Montgomery County. But again, that was negated by the 17-10 rebound advantage that Central enjoys here at halftime. I must tell you that of those rebounds, though, 9 of Central's rebounds were team or dead ball rebounds. The missed free throws, some of them, balls getting knocked out of bounds, and they end up with a ball. But still, hey, it is what it is. They lead it 25-24 here at the intermission. We'll be back. Second half will be underway when we return 90 seconds from now.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
As we begin the second half, it'll be Montgomery County's ball moving right to left on your dial. And again, they trail 25-24 starting this second half. I think it's going to be a question of the pace of the game. If the Lady Indians can find a way to kind of kick this thing into a little bit higher gear, anything in transition, Montgomery County would, I think they can almost match Central in quickness, but they have the superior side.
And Montgomery County has shown the ability to disrupt Madison Central's offense, to create turnover situations to try to get those easy baskets. So I'm going to look at the energy here in these first 3 to 4 minutes.
Barry with it for Montgomery County. Again, they are... It's a man-to-man defense, so... See if the Lady Indians adjust to it. See if they don't start this and then quickly go away from it. Oney on the dribble gives over to Fouch on the left side. Fouch floats it down inside to Jarvis. Makes a move. Puts up a shot. No good, but gets fouled and will shoot two free throws.
Again, Dan, Sophie Fouch is just showing that she's well beyond her years with basketball awareness. You see how she took the dribble to create the opportunity for the angle to get the pass in there to Savannah Jarvis. A lot of young players would just try to throw it down in there without trying to create the angle.
Jarvis misses the free throw. That's the first free throw Montgomery County has shot tonight. Comes in the first half into the second half, but it yields nothing for the Tribe on the scoreboard. Jarvis' second free throw is good. Her third point of the game, and we are tied at 25 apiece, the fourth time we've been tied. 8, 17, 20, and 25. Ritterkopf gives over and dribbling right across the key is Strader. Campbell drives in. Ritterkopf back outside. Strader wanted the three and didn't take it. Oney was right with her. Oney might have blocked that shot, too. Strader dribbles into the lane, bounces it off. Do we ever get a three-second call? And the ball is out of bounds. Back to Central.
Montgomery County had a lot of concession popcorn butter on her fingers. They're trying to corral that ball. It would have been a great turnover creator.
And now out to Strader for an open three that's no good. And the rebound is gathered in by Oney, who dribbles down and they knock it loose. We get a jump ball. Possession arrow will send it Central's way.
And again, it's just, you got to understand, they're going to come after the ball. We've seen two and three players come to the ball for Madison Central. Montgomery County's always got to be aware of that.
Montgomery County defensively is man-to-man. Here is driving is Campbell to Campbell, and Campbell, beautiful feet off to Carter, blocked out of bounds by Jarvis, and that is her fifth or sixth block of the game.
And wow. Great recovery there. She went to help on the drive and then recovered back to her.
Campbell, a wide open three. This one's no good. Jarvis, a rebound. She did not walk. She got rid of the ball before she fell down. That was the official blowing that whistle before.
Had already committed.
Yeah, he had already committed to it. Pass comes into Campbell, down to Ritterkopf. Again, we got two Campbells in the game, and this is Brooke Campbell driving in right now and gives to her sister, who floats up for a shot. Brittany Campbell hits it in the lane. She has 11 in Central, back on top, 27-25. Here's Barrier. Brings it down and hands off to Harris, to Oney, back to Barrier. Way out on the right side, beyond shooting range there. They run players through, hand it off to Oney. Oney is cut off. Oney is fouled out front.
Yeah.
By Brooke Campbell. That'll be her first team foul, number two.
It's excellent D up until the stop right there, and then she bumped to Oney. I thought she did a great job of just harassing her, but then when she made the contact, got the foul call.
6 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Central up by two. Here is Harris, gives to Oney beyond the top of the key. Gives over to Barrier. Here is Jarvis looking for the ball. They're really holding her. And they float it inside to her, and she puts up the left hand, left it short. Carter with the rebound. Really should not put those shots up. She sometimes feels she needs to shoot, and I think would be better off to just put that one back away. Here is Campbell to Campbell. Brooklyn hands it to Brittany, and Brittany will dribble right side of the key. Is going to go all the way in. Gets double teamed. Back outside. They get an open straighter, but she doesn't take the shot. Wants to drive on Oney. It can't get through, and they knock it away and take it away. Oney with good defense. Now Harris, the ball down on the floor. We get a jump ball. Possession arrow will give it to Montgomery County.
Yeah, you just can't dribble the ball much against either one of these teams. You'll get yourself in some bad situations if you dribble the ball too much.
Montgomery County with only 1 point here in the second half, and 3 minutes of play. It's 2-1 in this third quarter. Central after 3 minutes. Harris stands out on the three-point line down the left side to Oney. Oney looking. Wants to come on the dribble. Dribbles right, hands it off to Fouch. Fouch puts down the dribble. She looks in. Can't get free. Hands it off to Jarvis, who makes a move, flips it up, no good. They battle for the rebound. Jarvis battles, gets it back, and Barry out of the right corner. A three is no good. And we get a jump ball on the follow.
Who's in there scrapping again?
That's Fouch in there.
The shortest seven-footer in the county.
Fouch is going to come out and be replaced by Warner. That's just to give her a breather. He'll be back soon. 4:33 left in the third quarter. So Central comes down again. They've been down five times with a one-point lead. Here is Strader on Oney. Oney cuts her off. Campbell left side. Couldn't get the shot away. Back out front. There's Campbell. Ball fake. Feeds it off inside to Carter. Missed the shot. Rebound Jarvis. Might have been blocked again. Here is Harris driving down. Sends it left corner. Warner for a three. Good.
Oh, way to collect yourself, Bailey. That was a great delivery of the pass by Shea Harris.
So Montgomery County goes back into the lead. 28-27. Under 4 minutes to play now. And here is Ritterkopf. Going for the basket, goes inside, and just lost the ball, taken away. Here's Jarvis running, doesn't have numbers, down to Barrier, drives the baseline, sends it out to Oney. Oney puts it on the deck, goes all the way under, lays it up and in. And she did walk there. She may have walked the first time, but when she got the ball on the other side of the board, I think that was a makeup call.
Yeah, because she got pushed in the back even on the actual attempt at the shot.
3:34 to go. Down to the corner. Dribbling through the defense so nicely is Long. Here's a pass under the basket to Strader, who puts it up and in.
That's a great look here on the diagonal pass.
Strader's first field goal, and Central back into the lead, 29-28. 3:13 left. Here is Barrier going to take it down the lane, goes all the way in, flips it up, no good, but got fouled. Barrier's going to shoot two. That foul goes against Aiden Carter, who gets her first foul. That's the third team foul here in the second half, and Barrier's going to shoot two. Aiden puts it in, ties the score, and
again,
there's Dylan coming in, replacing Oney.
And again, Hayden Barrier showing that strength again, Dan, as a senior. Driving in that lane, using all of her tools there available to her.
Missed this free throw. The rebound is tipped out and comes to Brittany Campbell, so we are tied at 29. Sixth time we've been tied down inside. Strader forced it in, missed a shot. Eden came over the back of Jarvis and got the rebound. So here's Campbell, way out on the left wing. Tied at 29, 2:47 to go, third quarter. Crossover dribble by Campbell. Down to Strader for a three. That's no good. Harris with the rebound. So Nataya, here's Harris dribbling, and he got knocked away by Carter, goes out of bounds, but Harris touched it last.
It's just tough. Like I said, they're so quick as a unit, Madison Central, that you'll take a couple drills, but you're going to be looking to make that pass to advance the ball against them.
Harris has come out. Dillon is in.
Montgomery County's down 1-3-1 now.
Miles is back in for Central. Miles has it right now. Carter sitting in there in the middle of the defense. Also back is Metcalf. There's a pass to Carter. Carter dumps it down low. Not a bad pass, and Barrier comes up with a steal. Lead pass ahead. Jarvis goes under, and he got fouled by Miles. Miles gets her first foul, team foul number 4.
Great recovery, though, not to allow the lay-in, because Hayden Barrier did the right thing to advance that ball forward with the outlet pass to Jarvis.
Jarvis puts the free throw up, and it bounces off.
Got to take advantage of those opportunities.
Montgomery County didn't have a free throw in the first half. They're only 2 of 5 here in the second half. They missed another one. The rebound is tipped out. Warner comes up with it. Warner hands back to Dillon. Dillon puts it on the deck, goes under, lays it up and in.
Nice look off her by Dillon.
31-29. The score. There's a steal by Jarvis out front. And Jarvis has it taken away by Miles, and it's knocked away by Jarvis again, and Central will have to come the length of the floor. Oh. Now Warner's coming out. His Fouch is in. Harris will give Jarvis a breather, and we're going to get a timeout. 1:52 left to play in the third quarter. A spirited championship game here going in the Gateway Holiday Classic. Lady Indians lead Central of Madison 31-29. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
Central has the ball to come the length of the floor. Madison Central trailing the Lady Indians of Montgomery County by 2 points here. Oney is in at the point of the 1-3-1. Boy, the interchangeable parts on defense. There's Dillon kicking the ball out of bounds.
In years past, who's out at the top of that 1-3-1 is usually Dillon. Now she's on the one of the wings right now. And she's one of those ones that you could put out there at the top and would be really dangerous. I think the healthier that ankle gets, you may see her out there.
Barrier on the back line. Or Fouch.
It's going to be Fouch on the back line.
Fouch on the back line. And there's a bad pass, and Fouch goes down and gets it, and then
and there's going to be a foul. Yeah, it's going to be a foul. Yeah.
On Ritterkopf.
Man.
Yeah, Ritterkopf trying to get the ball back, committed a foul.
I wish I got paid by the number of times I say Sophie Fouch's name. I'd be a wealthy man early on in this season because she's been so heavily involved in the success of the Lady Indians early in this season.
Fouch is going to shoot two here. Has just 2 points. First time on the line, has taken only 2 shots. But as Ivan says, has a way of getting herself involved. Minute 36 to play. And a free throw rattles around and comes out. Montgomery County, if they come up on the short end of this game, free throws will be a point of concern, to be sure. They have missed 5 here in the third quarter. Fouch makes the second one. So the lead is 3 at 32-29. A minute and a half to play in this third quarter. Miles, she turned it over. What a great defensive play by Oney. Oney looks, gives the barrier, goes through the defense, lays it up and in. What a great series for Montgomery County. They lead by 5. They bounce it high. Strader goes for the basket, blocked by Dillon, and Barrier comes out of there with it. Well, what a great play by Dillon there. And Barrier up from 12 feet, knocks down the jumper.
Central is struggling against this 1-3-1. it's something they're probably not familiar going against, and it's disrupted everything they wanted to do.
36-29, Montgomery County with 54 seconds to go. Cross-court pass to Ritterkoff. One dribble back over to Campbell. Long skip pass back over on the right side to Metcalf. Dillon almost had another steal. Now they send it back over to Campbell. Couldn't get the three away. Clock down to 39 seconds in the quarter. Down the corner, Miles will fire a three. It's an air ball. The rebound, Metcalf able to get it because the shot was so far off the mark. Now they go out, and Campbell fires a three. That is no good. And we'll see what
foul,
we got.
Foul before, maybe on Dillon on the weak side here. But it ended up being a great foul. Kept an easy putback from happening.
Dillon's first foul. Now, Fouch comes out as Jarvis is in there. They're going to inbound the ball. Here's the entry pass. Comes in the corner to Strader. Now Ritterkoff and two off.
Yeah. It's like right now, Madison Central, and it's like, Coach got through, like, I can't help you. You know, it's like they're reading something in a foreign language to them right now. They just don't understand it.
15 seconds to go in the quarter. Montgomery County has the possession arrow. Central, 9 seconds to go. Beer checks the clock. Got to go now.
Gotta go.
6 and 5. She wants to start driving in. Sends it down the corner. There's Dillon for a three that is short. That's what they wanted to do, though.
Yeah.
And the third quarter comes to an end. Montgomery County, 36, and Madison Central, 29 after three. We'll be back in just a minute.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Well, the Lady Indians defense was certainly effective, Ivan, there in that third quarter as they limit Central to only 4 points.
Yeah, you know, the 1-3-1 is one of the things that a lot of coaches don't coach anymore, so a lot of teams don't see it quite often, and Coach High has had that in his arsenal in his time here as the head coach of the Lady Indians, and you could tell that it threw Central off there. They just did not know how to approach it.
Barrier stands out and dribbles the ball in the center circle because they're laying back in a, well, they're man-to-man.
Man.
They're just laying well back off Barrier. Here is Harris driving on the left side, a hand check, and goes in and lays it in, draws a foul.
Well, the official out here on the floor was just going to allow her to be escorted to the basket, but then it turned into Shea Harris's advantage.
So Harris is 2 for 2 from the field in this game.
You know, Shea said, I'll take the and one opportunity here, but, you know, can I get a little assistance away from the basket?
Harris makes a free throw, a three-point play, and Montgomery County has opened up a 10-point lead at 39-29. There's a 1-3-1. Boy, this is with Harris Jarvis out there on the point.
Yeah.
Here's Carter trying to penetrate in. Oney on one wing, Dillon on the other, Harris in the middle, and Barrier on the back line. There's a floater that's good. Finding a seam on that left side that time was Brooke Campbell. Her first 2 points of the game, 39-31.
Yeah, any zone, you got to kind of gap. And that right there was able to find that seam or that gap.
Here's Harris on the left wing. They go inside to Jarvis, who makes the grab and then got too far under, missed the shot. But Oney goes and grabs the rebound, so Montgomery County still has the Barrier, drives the right baseline, lays it in.
Going back to that pass that Shea Harris threw into Jarvis, boy, that was a rocket.
41-31. Montgomery County again a 10-point lead, 6.5 minutes to go. Campbell on the left wing. This is Brooklyn. Brooke looked for the backdoor cut from her twin, but didn't get it. Now Strader fires a three that's good. Knew you didn't want to give her that good look.
Yeah, she took advantage of that look, but they moved the ball so quickly. Didn't do as much dribbling that time, Dan.
41-34, 6:10 to play. Here is Harris on the left wing. Harris looking for Jarvis, gets it to her. Harris goes up and gets fouled. And Strader had nothing else to do but commit that foul. And two shots are coming for Jarvis.
I love the fans behind us. They're saying they're running the same play, and that's right. It's kind of what Vince Lombardi used to say. You can know what's coming, but if we execute it, you can't stop it. And the lack of size is the problem off of that back cut.
Timeout Central, 6:01 to play. Lady Indians at the free throw line, leading by 7, and we'll be back in a minute.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center. 6 minutes and 1 second remaining in this game. We've got another game to follow as coming up right after this one. The boys have come all the way from Virginia to play for a championship, Ivan.
They're trying to beat Kings of Two Commonwealths, I guess.
Catholic High out of Virginia Beach and Peninsula Catholic, the Knights from Norfolk, I believe, and they're going to battle.
Newport News, I think.
Newport News, that's right. There's a free throw good by Jarvis. That's only her fourth point, but oh boy, she's been active.
That whole area is about the same, though, when you talk about Norfolk and Newport News and Hampton.
Free throw by Jarvis is good again. 43-34. They're driving as Campbell down the left side. Campbell and Campbell, they got them trapped in there. She was able to throw it off the hand of Dillon to save a possession there.
Got very lucky because Dillon almost put herself in a situation where she could have saved that in.
Here's the entry pass coming. Montgomery County man-to-man defensively right now. Strader guarded by Oney. Strader wants to take her. Goes in, tried to put up a shot, missed it, but got blocked and Carter got the ball and is fouled by Jarvis. That'll be Jarvis's second. But only the first team foul here in the fourth quarter on Montgomery County. Here is Campbell looking, driving in, sends it in the corner to Strader. Ball fake, frees herself, fires a shot, no good. And the rebound is tipped, and Harris comes up with the ball. So Montgomery County has it. Strader got a pretty good look. Here's Dillon driving on the right side, hands it off to Barrier. She heads for the basket, flips it up. No good, but Oney goes and gets that rebound. Great rebound by Oney there. And there's a three by Barrier. Good.
Man, can't give her multiple opportunities at the basket.
12-point lead for the Lady Indians. They're doing it with defense, though, really. 46-34. Cross-court pass over, and there is Metcalf. Didn't want the three. Now Campbell. Brooke Campbell dribbles toward the lane. Feeds it back out. Metcalf again. Doesn't take that three. Here is Campbell taking it again. It's just 1-3-1. Now they go down inside to Strader, who...
Great job by
Oney. Defense by Oney was just too good that time. Strader tried to ball fake her and left it short.
Yeah, Reagan never left her feet and didn't put herself in a situation where she was going to get that rebound when it came off.
Barrier out near the timeline. Fouls ready to come back in. Here's Barrier. Goes away from the defense. Sends it left corner. Harrison open three. That is no good. The rebound is out of bounds. It'll be Central's ball.
If that shot falls, it might have been the beginning of the end for Madison Central, just from an energy standpoint, and then a deficit might have been too insurmountable.
Dillon is out. Fouch is back in for Montgomery County. There's a bounce pass down inside to Strader, who forced it up, and Oney is saying, hey, and I agree with Reagan Oney right there. She can't play better defense than that. If you can't do what she did, then you can't play defense. But she got called for the foul, and that's her third. And Strader was really doing nothing there, Ivan, but trying to force that foul call.
Yeah, well, you know.
He makes the free throw.
She became very aggressive on that play. And, you know, I have to commend her for doing that, knowing that, you know, some of the size that's in there.
Free throw is no good.
She kept fighting it.
Jump ball and a rebound. It'll go to Central. 46-35, Central will inbound. So they get it back to single figure here with 3:50 to play in the game. Campbell looking, gets it in to Carter. Carter goes under and lays it in. Alert play. Carter with her first point of this second half. 46-37.
Yeah,
37 points on the board. They've had to get a bunch here lately. Jarvis dumps it down to Oney. Oney lost the handle on the ball. Again, don't take it down on the floor. We get a whistle, and we get a ball's out of bounds to Montgomery County. Jarvis is down, but I think she's okay.
Yeah, she kind of went down on the ball, I think, when she went down for that loose ball.
3:28 left to play in the game, and we get a timeout. Timeout with Montgomery County leading it by 9, and we'll be back in just a minute.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parish Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parish Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parish Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Home is the very best thing about the holidays at Furniture World Superstore. Spread some joy here, spruce things up there. Save a whole lot of money on beautiful furniture that adds sparkle in every room and comfortable mattresses. Plus no interest for up to 2 years. See store for details. Happy holidays from Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
Three minutes and 28 seconds left. Montgomery County has the ball in a 9-point lead here against Madison Central. Entry pass low to Jarvis, who put it up no good. Got bumped in there. And blue banner by Central. Lead pass ahead going under block by Barrier. Central does get the ball back. And here is the ball on the left side. And finally, Metcalf puts up a three that doesn't go. And the rebound is taken by Oney. So Montgomery County with the ball. Lead to pass ahead, Harris. And Harris has her pocket picked by Strader. Going down is Campbell. Campbell ball fake, puts it up and in and draws a foul on Harris. And that's her third. And so Central can get back within six with 2:53 to go.
Yeah,
as Brittany Campbell goes to the line.
Talk about in a game like this where you got two solid defenses, getting easy opportunities at the basket are huge. And, you know, we go back to that missed three by Harris that would have put Montgomery County up by 15 and probably would have taken the life out of this game for Central. Now you're looking up and it's just a 6-point game.
46-40 in. There's Barrier, sends it over to Oney. Oney long pass to Dillon. Dillon feeds to Jarvis. Jarvis goes for the bucket, puts it up too hard, and it's rebounded by Campbell. That's Jarvis's main weakness right now. She around the basket doesn't have that soft touch you'd like. Here's Campbell going in. Blocked by Dillon. A great defensive play And she comes away with the rebound off
the
Campbell, and then Dillon, they take it away from her, knock her down. And back the other way, here's Carter into the lane to Campbell. Campbell backs away, sends a pass over. There is a three by Metcalf that's no good, and rebounded by Harris. So Metcalf decided she was going to shoot, and Harris down across the timeline. Harris, or Dillon, trying to send it to Jarvis, but the ball goes out of bounds. Back to Central, and the ball goes back to the Lady Indians, and now Harris is going to come out replaced by Warner.
They'll give her a quick breather here. Definitely got to get her back in. Shay is such an integral part of this defense for Montgomery County.
2:01 to go. Campbell down the lane and goes in the left corner. There's a three good by out of the left corner by Brooke Campbell. And we got a one-possession game at 46-43. Here is Barrier. Barrier fins to Warner. Warner gives back to Barrier. Very deep three is no good. And the rebound, and they call Jarvis for being over the back.
And that was a good call, as she was. If the position was granted to Madison Central area, now we're looking up. And Madison Central has gotten all the momentum in this one.
Central down by three, but with the ball, a minute and a half to go. Lady Indians in that 1-3-1 zone. And they send it to Strader beyond the top of the key. Warner matches her. She's into the lane. And now Campbell for a three that's no good. Rebound is off Strader and out of bounds. And we're going to get a timeout taken by Central, I believe, with 1:15 to play. Montgomery County will have the ball with a three-point lead when we come back in just 1 minute.
I made a deal so sweet.
So sweet, so sweet.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah.
Offering great vehicles at great prices. I'm John Greer at Dutch's Chevy Ford on the bypass of Mount Sterling.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
The Lady Indians had this game under control. They were up 46-34 and missed a three-point shot that could have pushed it to a 15-point lead. And that was with about 4.5 minutes to go. And now they're in a dogfight, up by three with a minute 14 to go. They have the ball. Central defensively is going to trap. In backcourt, here's Oney, long pass down. Gets it to Harris. Harris dribbles down to the left side, and she gets fouled, and that'll be on Brooke Campbell.
She'll get to go shoot free throws on this.
That's only the fourth foul, so.
Oh, okay. I thought they already hit four on the board when I looked up there. That was quick.
Watch middle.
Or it's only three, actually.
Yeah, three, I would guess.
Here's Harris. Or Barry, rather. Barry dribbling out near the timeline. Timeout taken by the Lady Indians with 56 seconds to go. Montgomery County has timeouts to work with, and we've got a timeout. This will be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here, Ivan. The strategy in this game, these kind of games are valuable for teams.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. This is a good situation for Montgomery County to be in with Barrier, of course, being the primary ball handler, being the decision maker. You need to see this now. You don't want the first time you see him is being in a district or a region game that matters in the postseason. These are real life scenarios that you put yourself in that coaches talk about in practice. But usually in practice, you're not going against the caliber of an opponent like a Madison Central and what challenges they're going to pose to you. So this is a great opportunity here for Montgomery County to get that opportunity to see how they're going to respond and who to get the ball to in this situation.
Pass comes in backcourt to Barrier, and they'll double team her. She'll dribble away from the double team. Now sends it to Dillon. Dillon back to Barrier. 48 seconds to go. Central has one foul to give. And Dillon is fouled, and that's going to be against Campbell.
Right there, Allie just being strong with the ball in her hands. It's great, you know. It's good to have, you know, your four seniors out there now in this situation.
43 seconds to go. They inbound it to Barrier near the timeline. In the corner, sends it over to Harris. Shea will dribble in. She's going to go for the basket and flips it up. Bam. Oh, it rolled off.
Well, she just couldn't get
she
enough.
She thought it was going to be a three-point play opportunity. She gets the foul.
She couldn't get enough on it to get it off the glass. It kind of rolled up on the back stop of the rim without hitting the glass, or it would have went in.
So Harris goes to the line, and, of course, these are big free throws. 34 seconds to go, and Harris puts it up no good.
Talk about Shea's versatility as a big to be able to handle the ball, and it showed right there.
Fouch is going to come in for Dillon now defensively. Needs to make this one, and it rolls off, and the rebound is taken by Metcalf. They can tie it with a three-point shot. Long pass down the left side going for the basket as Metcalf puts it up and in. I'm sorry, that was Ritterkopf. Ritterkopf's first 2 points. Here's Barrier. Barrier goes between two players and gets fouled, and that's going to be on Strader, I believe.
They caught it earlier in this game, especially in the second half, the number of free throws missed by Montgomery County. They are in desperate need to hit them now.
Barrier can, with 17.7 seconds to go, puts a free throw in.
Love to see that focus right there. Cash this one in, too, if you can.
Guard anybody, shoot everything.
To make it a three-point game here. And the shot is up and good. 48-45. They have the three-point shooters, and coming down, we get a timeout taken by Madison Central with 13.4 seconds to go. And Ivan, boy, who do you, in this game, Brittany Campbell in the first half had 3 threes. She has missed her only three this half. Brooke Campbell is only 1 of 5 on the three-point, from the three-point line. And Strader has hit only 1 3 in 4 tries, and Metcalf is only 1 for 4.
It's poker now, Dan. You know, Scott True's trying to figure out what defense he thinks Montgomery County's going to come out in. Coach High's trying to decide, what defense do I want to show him now? You know, do I want to show the 1-3-1, and we're going to come out in a 2-3? You know, the chances they're going to come out man-to-man are probably the last of those choices. But now Coach True is trying to design a play for what he thinks he's going to see. Now, he may come out here and see Montgomery County line up and call another timeout. And then say, okay, here's what they're lined up in. Now I got to call something else. Well, does Coach High stay with that defense, or does he change it again? It's all about poker right now. And Coach True is trying to decide who he wants to take the shot. Or is he going to try to prolong this game with 13 points? Let's get a quick two at the basket if we can, and then foul or try to get a steal on the entry.
Here we go. Ritterkopf inbounds.
Montgomery did go
Campbell, they give it back to Ritterkopf, who dropped it and then falls out of bounds.
Yep. There you
go. Just dribble the ball out of bounds. A turnover. Montgomery County gets the ball with 8 seconds to go.
They lose 5 seconds there.
It ain't even going outside. Most of you follow.
So a timeout with 8 seconds to go, and Montgomery County will inbound the ball now. And
yeah, now you got a foul now.
You got a foul quick. If the Lady Indians can make 1 or 2 free throws,
yeah,
the game is probably over.
It's going to be hard for Madison Central to get a steal off the entry. It's just going to be hard because Montgomery County's got the height advantage. They're going to throw it high to whoever, you know, if it's Shea Harris or Savannah Jarvis. You got to think that they're going to throw it high to them or try to get it in the hands of Hayden Barrier in this situation. So they got a lot of options. I wouldn't even be surprised if Allie Dillon's not in the lineup now to give you another player with link to be on the floor, and that you could feel comfortable in shooting free throws. So that not getting a shot up right there by Madison Central, it really, really hurt them in this situation.
Well, they were driving for the basket.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to look for the three.
Yeah. Well, like I said, with 13 seconds, you can elongate the game by going in there, try to get a quick two, and then try to get a steal and then a foul, and prolong the game with 13 seconds. But now it's really hard. You need a steal now.
It's only inbounding the ball. And she throws long for Harris, who gets it, sends it to Jarvis. Jarvis off the barrier, who lays it up and in. This game's over.
Yep. That was money right there.
Boy, that's the way you play the game right there, folks.
They advance the ball with the pass. We talked about it all game. Just advance it with the pass.
50-45. Montgomery County has won the Gateway Holiday Classic. They've improved to 7-2. They have won their sixth game in a row, and it's all good right now for the Lady Indians, even though they had this game in tow and kind of let Central work their way back into it.
Yeah, it was a situation. We talked about it just north of 4 minutes left in this ball game, where Montgomery County, if they hit an open three by Shea Harris, this game probably was going to be on ice at that point in time. But that's how fickle this game can be sometimes. Just a play here or there making a huge difference, and give Madison Central credit. They never put their head down. They just kept going at it, and gave themselves a chance down the stretch in a one-possession opportunity. So now they're going to do the all-tournament team. And
yeah, the folks from Community Trust Bank are out with the local president, Jody Oney, ready to present some of the awards. Strader is out against... Strader in this game had 8 points tonight.
Really struggled. She went down a couple of times early and just really never got into a rhythm in this ball game. But an unbelievably talented player.
And also on the all-tournament team
is Brittany Campbell.
Brittany Campbell had 3 threes in the first quarter, or first half. Barry had a big game.
Yeah.
26 points. She had more than half of Montgomery County's points today.
Big, big game. Made some big buckets. Reagan Honey had that 19 points explosion on game one against Bryan Station.
And number 23, Shea Harris.
Shea Harris, solid. Solid week for Shea Harris. And she had that big second game, the way she shot the ball. But, her ability to be a multifaceted player is so huge for this team. And it speaks volumes. When she has energy, especially on the defensive side, this team can do a lot of great things.
Now they're going to present the winner's plaque.
And now the winners of this year's 2023 Community Trust Bank Gateway Holiday Classic, your Montgomery County.
Montgomery County with the win again goes to 7-2, and they're out now to pose for a picture. We'll be back and recap this one for you. We've got boys action to come up. We'll return in 90 seconds.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Gene Porter
and Julia Porter
of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas
and a joyous New Year.
Please remember the reason for the season and enjoy your time with your family and friends.
We are the Porter Group Insurance Agency. You can reach us at 606-780-1387 for an appointment. Spanish-speaking services also available. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Montgomery County made 19 of 41 from the field. Overall, 4 of 15 threes. They came back and made 5 of 7 free throws in that last quarter. They end up 8 of 15. The big thing, rebounding in the second half, obviously, the Lady Indians dominated the glass after being dominated in the first half.
Well, they got their starting front court back out there on the floor, which was, you knew could be a problem for Madison Central. And when Harris, Oney, and Jarvis were out on the floor together, it created a lot of problems for Madison Central. And then you throw in the fact that, you know, when Allie Dillon was out on the floor, because there were a couple of points in time in this game where you had the four seniors with the 6 foot junior out there on the floor together, and that can be very imposing with the length and the strength of those upperclassmen in this contest. It paid dividends for the Lady Indians of Montgomery County throughout, and it was a big difference because opportunities were hard to come by for Madison Central, and you saw both on the offensive glass and the defensive glass, it was a problem when those five upperclassmen were out on the floor at all times. And that's nothing against Sophie Fouch. Sophie Fouch still played a tremendous game. But when you have those four seniors and that long junior out there, you got a lot of strong bodies out there to contend with.
And the Lady Indians out-rebound Central in the second half, 20-12. And turnovers were all even the second half at 8 apiece. So therein lies the difference. We're going to drop out right now, and then we're going to come back and get you ready for the boys' championship game. Lady Indians win it 50-45 to take the girls' championship of the Gateway Holiday Classic presented by Community Trust Bank and other people in the community. Lady Indians now 7-2, Madison Central at 5-4. We'll be back very shortly with the pregame before this boys' championship game, and we'll return in just a couple of minutes.
You've been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.